It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're gonna be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, cause they built your muscle. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop.
Lovely ladies, this season the sisters are experiencing the busiest time of their careers. They're promoting their album, Go Get It. They just received a Lifetime Achievement Award at the Essence Music Festival, and they're doing it as they go get it. They are Mary Mary. Whey! We love you.
Hey, everybody.
What is happening?
Well, we're excited. We are in gear for our TV show, The Mary Mary Show, that's starting this Thursday on WeTV at 9 p.m., 8 Central. Amen, somebody. we're part of a Christmas production right now in D.C., just staying busy. Mommying, Mary Marrying, WeTVing, and Mary Mary showing and everything.
Now, we're excited that it's returned for its second season, and as you said, it starts this Thursday, December 6th at 10 p.m. Eastern. Everybody loves the Mary Mary Show.
I don't think we've ever had a chance to see what the life of a gospel artist looks like. You know, they see us sing and they see us on stage, and now they understand that there's so much more to it, and the same struggles that they go through. We just happen to do it in front of the whole wide world, so I hope people are understanding why we sing the kind of songs we sing, because we've kind of gone through some of the same things that they've gone through, just on a bigger stage. I think that's why it kind of resonates with people, and we feel really good about that, about being able to live our lives out loud as opposed to just singing our lives out loud.
Well, you guys have always resonated as being the cool sisters of gospel music, because everybody could, I mean, you know, seriously, everybody can relate to you. They relate to you fashion-wise. They relate to your looks. Do you think, and this is me being the big sister and hoping that all things keep going well, praise the Lord, 5 seasons as opposed to just the 2?
That's a lot. Well, how about we say this? We're excited about where we are.
Yeah.
Would love to do it again. I don't know about 5. But, no, we're like Erica said, we're excited to be able to live our lives out loud. We know that this is actually a tool for ministry, for people to see that it's more to being a Christian than just going to church on Sunday morning. You're very regular. You deal with regular situations. Everything about your life is not reading the Bible and praying, but God is the source of our strength with everything that's a part of our existence. So if we could do it again, we'd be more than excited, more than delighted to have an opportunity to do it again. But until then, everybody tune in on Thursday at 10 p.m. so that opportunity presents itself again. Amen, somebody.
I'll tell you this. Networks respond to numbers, so the more people that tune in and watch, it works in our favor, and then they get a sense of what people want to watch, and they know that faith-based people like to see faith-based program and not so much foolishness on TV. Amen. So when we support shows like our show, then it only works to the benefit of us, you know what I mean, more people in our genre in the body of Christ. So I hope everybody tunes in and enjoys the show, and the network will see the numbers, and it'll be a blessing. Amen.
Well, it is a blessing. You guys already know that we have been playing Go Get It. We've also been Sunday Morning. Lord
Sunday
have mercy.
Morning.
Y'all know
That's
we love jam. That. Come on now.
Thank you.
Why Sunday Morning?
That was our life. Like, and I mean, you know, we still look forward to Sunday. I have to say, I love my church, and I absolutely positively look forward to Sunday. But growing up, my entire existence was church. Period, point blank. All of our extracurricular activities was with church. When it was not with school, it was church. We went Monday through Friday, and then we went Saturday and Sunday. It was just all kind of everything going on, and we was on every board that there was. And so, you know, we just looked forward to making our presence felt on Sunday morning. So we decided we'd write a song about it and see if some other people could relate. And, I hear that people are enjoying it because people get it. People who live their lives going to church, being encouraged and uplifted and enlightened and just having that sense of community that they can look forward to every Sunday, they understand and they can relate. So, we're glad we was able to put that kind of song out, which I think people don't generally expect from Mary Mary, but that's the story. That's the story of our lives.
Well, that's the jam. We love it Sunday morning. I want to tell you, ladies, that you definitely make, you give the Christians a good look on TV. We so proud of that. Here's my question, though. With all these kids and carrying on, when are y'all going to get the 2300 Jackson Street approach? Well, I'm going to see Mary Mary with everybody.
Let me tell you something. My story is over. We have reached the end of the chapters, all right? We're not going to build this book anymore. You hear me? The doors of my church are closed. Now, I said that on my last now. But we went on and made provision to make sure that was the case on this child. I am done. It is finished. No more children.
Knock, knock, Tina. I'm at the door. Lord, I love that. That's why we love y'all
no more
so
members.
Much. Anything to add, Erica?
And I will say amen and amen. I got 3. We got the Campbell 5. Me, Warren, Chris, Woe, and Zay. That's all I need. I don't need no more.
Well, we need a lot of Mary Mary. So, everybody, we want you to tune in this Thursday at 10 p.m. because we will see Miss Erica and Miss Tina on Mary Mary, the reality and real show. It should be called The Real Show, not just reality show. And don't forget that next week it will go back to its new time slot of 9 p.m. But don't forget, this Thursday we need everybody watching. Call your cousins, call your friends, call everybody you
know.
And have them watch Mary Mary, Miss Erica and Miss Tina Campbell. We love y'all so much. Keep up the great work. And you know we're praying with you, and you have a home here at the Yolanda Adams Morning Show anytime you want it.
Thank you so much, and we love y'all too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah,
that child said the doors of the church are closed.
Yeah,
I'm like,
I don't
like God's doors never close, praise God.
They have a team.
I don't believe
it. They have a community all within themselves.
He said the Campbell 5.
Yeah.
Campbell 5.
Don't forget the premiere this Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Also, News1.com is your source for today's top breaking news. Make sure you log on to News1.com. Your points of power coming up in 15 minutes.
I'm so glad you're back.